It's 8:55, 60 degrees right now outside our WILO studios in Urbana. It's time to check on the markets with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, looking at the markets here this morning, it looks like we've got some volatility out there again today, Bill, and the soybeans giving some back right now.
Yeah, everything's weaker right now. Volatility has been the name of the trade this week, and I think it's probably here to stay for a while yet. I'm going to go ahead and look at the individuals because we are moving around quite a bit here. Brian, we're on corn. May corn, we're down 4.25 at 380.25. December corn is down 3 at 390.5. The beans right now on the May are 10.03¾. That's down 15. And the November is 9.92¼. That's down 6. They've been down lower than that by 10 cents or so on both of those. Wheat right now for the July is at 492. That's down 11.5. We have the livestock pretty much slightly lower across the board on the live cattle and feeder cattle, and the hogs are up about 40 to 50 cents across the board. Looking at some of the outside markets on the dollar, we have the dollar stronger here. It's kind of been stronger the last few days and made a little bit of a run up here, but not a lot of volatility there. On the stocks, we've had the stocks closed weaker right on the close yesterday and have come followed through today and are down a little bit today, too. On the crude oil, it's up about a dollar, and I think the crude oil, if you want to look at something here over the weekend just to kind of give an idea of maybe what has happened in our markets, I think that the crude oil, once we saw that put a bottom in, it seemed like that's kind of when the money started flowing into all the commodities here. For the week, we're up about a penny on corn. Soybeans are up about 40 right now. And wheat's up about 22. So it's going to be an interesting day. We have May options going off the board here today. I think that could affect things a little bit because we have some people that probably have some short calls and that type of thing that could get caught here in this higher prices that we've seen this week. We also have a cattle on feed report this afternoon. Just a couple more items. There's some thought process out there today, some talk about more activity by China speculators in this market, and that seems like that's been getting a little bit of press here this morning. The USDA probably was a little bit lagging last week on planting progress. I think we could see a big jump come Monday. I think we've gotten a lot done, plus they were probably a little bit behind there last week on their numbers. So probably up in the 35% planted or so on corn is kind of what I'd be looking for. We're also going to see a big improvement in the wheat conditions, I believe, because there's been some pretty good rains out west, and guys are talking some good yields out in the western part of the country, 10% over last year even. So those are a few of the things that are being talked about today. I think I would expect more volatility and wouldn't be surprised to see this market trade on both sides is unchanged.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that update. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
You bet. Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing joining us on this Friday as the numbers continue to bounce around here on the commodities, and it'll be something to watch throughout the day. Let's take a look at your forecast here today. We saw a little dense fog out there this morning. Looks like that's burning off. Partly sunny skies in the forecast. Slight chance of showers. A little bit on the radar. Most of that, though, is pushed off over into Indiana at this hour. We've got a high of 66 degrees with north winds, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Colder temperatures tonight, mostly clear, the low 41. Sunny, very pleasant day for tomorrow, the high 69 degrees. Mostly clear tomorrow night, the low 51. Sunny, warmer, the high 79 degrees for Sunday with south winds 10 to 20. Looks like more rain in early next week. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.